Well, Michael, that looks like a tough day for everybody out there today. Put in under grey skies on a pitch that was seeming around a lot and doing quite a bit.
Probably on us even at this stage, depending on the weather conditions and if we can turn up tomorrow. I think then you can reflect on what day it's been today.
The decision to put you in, did it come as a surprise or not, given the way things were this morning? It was a bit gloomy, wasn't it?
It was a bit gloomy, and I think the grounds maybe had less time to prepare because of the concert here and things like this. So it wasn't a surprise at all, really. I think they sort of made a bit of a joke out of it and said, if you've come this far north, you're going to bowl first anyway. So it wasn't a surprise.
Yeah. Keith Barger didn't actually get a wicket in the last match between you in May at Edgbaston, which is unusual for him because today his first wicket was his 50th in 4 years against Durham. He's been a bit of a nemesis, hasn't he, in that time?
Yeah, he just hardly bowls bad balls. He swings it both ways. He's clever. So he just comes and asks questions all the time. He got me out again today as well. And he bowled brilliantly, really.
The delivery that got you, I wasn't sure if you'd hit the ball into the floor or not. What exactly happened there?
No, he sort of usually bowls in swing. And that ball sort of, I thought, just drifted away, actually. But watching on the replay, actually swung it away quite a long way. So it was almost a better ball than I maybe gave it credit for, it, like playing it live. And then it didn't hit the ground. Maybe everyone just looked shocked because it was such a great catch from Ricky Clark. He sort of went at it one-handed and it stuck. So.
So there was never any doubt that you were out then. You looked so disappointed. I wasn't sure if you thought.
I'm a bit disappointed. I think it's been a tricky season for me, and I felt like I was hitting the ball really well there, where other guys were just finding it tough to score a little bit, and I sort of my feet were moving well, so I was a bit disappointed not to have kicked on, but they bowled so well, just sort of asking questions of you all the time.
There's clearly been a decision to try and give you a little bit less to worry about by giving Stuart Poynter the wicket-keeping opportunity, and you're in the field as a fielder only rather than the wicket-keeper. Do you think that may have helped a little bit, take a bit of the weight off your shoulders?
Yeah, it's sort of a conundrum that I've been facing because it's because of the timing of my sort of slump with a red ball, people may say it's to do with the keeper, and I still want to be the keeper sort of going forward, but Stu Poynter is a great keeper, so it's not really a loss there. He's very good and confident behind the stumps, and I probably did need a little bit of a break, and hopefully I can kick on now for the rest of the season.
Yeah. I suppose you can look at it in another way, in a positive light, in that John Lewis has decided to keep you in the team to give you that opportunity to try and find your form again with the bat, because as you say, it has been a long season for whatever reason.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
What, is there any reason you can, are you doing anything differently? Is it just the conditions? Is there anything you can put your finger on as to why it's been so hard for you this year?
I think it's just the game of cricket. I sort of maybe trying too hard. I don't know, to be honest, I don't know.
Perhaps just put a bit of pressure on yourself too much.
Yeah, potentially. And maybe just the slow start and just sort of cartwheels from there. And I sort of feel like I've been batting well all the time. I've made like little cameos but hit the ball well. And I just haven't really been able to convert. And nice today just to get a milestone at least.
Yeah, to get to the 50, how did that feel in the end?
It was nice. It sort of Jeetan Patel had just come on and was bowling very, very well. He doesn't really give you anything to hit. So I thought just, you know, you've got to sort of hit him off his length rather than just let him sit there and wait to get you out, really. He bowled that well. I don't even know what his final figures were, maybe four, five.
Five for 32, I think it was, but he took all five wickets after tee, didn't he? It was a quick slump from Durham's point of view in the end.
Yeah, he's just, even though he bowls so quick, he still spins it. So it's very, very difficult, especially for sort of the lower order guys, as well as the top order, but especially the lower order.
And finally, tomorrow, if the weather conditions are favourable, there's still a lot of seam to be offered and a lot of movement in that wicket. You've got to try and get around Warwickshire and get at them early, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. But we've got the bowlers to do that. I think as long as their plan is almost just bowl accurately, and it sort of seemed like one's got your name on. I think if we can do the same things, bowl the ball hard and accurate, we'll come up with the same results.